Father, we just proclaim this is your time and your place, and we just pray protection over this building and our hearts and our minds. Lord, we just ask for quietness in our minds, that we can listen to what you have to say to us through your word. Jesus, we know that it was written relevant to us today, and we are so thankful that we can gather together as your people and proclaim your goodness and proclaim your sovereign word that has relevance today for us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this time. In your name, amen. So, Nathan kind of introduced the subject today. We're going to read what's called the Psalm of Ascents. And there are about 15 psalms, starting with Psalm 120, and we're going to end up in Psalm 134. We'll break about halfway through, and the worship team will play a couple of songs, but we're just going to read. And so I welcome you to open your Bible, turn on your iPhone, or I think we might even have words up here, but if we don't, it's okay, because you know what? When these were proclaimed, they didn't have words on a screen. So these were proclaimed when the Israelites were journeying to Jerusalem. So they would go there to worship in the temple, and these were proclaimed in song. And Jerusalem is up on a hill, and so it really was a bit of a journey, and that's clearly historically established. It's also believed that these songs were sung as the priests walked up to the steps to the temple itself. So these were a song, that's why they were named the Song of Ascent. And they're really, I'm going to speak to us today. I'm going to read the first one, but before I do that, I'm going to read you the subtitles from these 14. And so just kind of listen to, I guess it would be the subtitle, the subject of each one of these. God's presence during distress. Joyful praise to the Lord. Prayer for Jerusalem. Patience for God's mercy. Help comes from the Lord. Pray for God's blessing upon his people. The Lord has done great things. God's blessing on man's efforts. Joy for those who follow God's ways. A cry for help to the Lord. A prayer for repentance. Surrender as a child to the Lord. God's sovereign plan for his people. Praise of brotherly fellowship and unity. Praise to God in his temple. And the Song of Ascent actually is, as we said, it's historical, but it really still is very much a part of the rich Hebrew tradition in their worship today. And so I think it's going to minister to you with that. I'm going to start in Psalm number 120. Follow along with me if you'd like. Deliver me, O Lord. In my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. Deliver me, O Lord, from lying lips, from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given you, and more, what shall be done to you, you deceitful tongue? A warrior's sharp arrows with glowing coals of the broom tree. Woe to me that I sojourn in Meshech, that I dwell among the tents of Kedar. Too long have I had my dwelling among those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war.
Psalm 121, my help comes from the Lord. I lift my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep you going out and coming in from this time forth and forevermore.
I rejoiced with those who said to me, let's go to the house of the Lord. Our feet were standing within your gates, Jerusalem. Jerusalem, built as a city should be, solidly united, where the tribes, the Lord's tribes, go up to give thanks to the name of the Lord. This is an ordinance for Israel. There, thrones for judgment were placed, thrones of the house of David. Pray for the well-being of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls, security within your fortresses. Because of my brothers and friends, I will say, may peace be in you. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will pursue your prosperity.
I lift my eyes to you, the one enthroned in heaven. Like a servant's eyes on his master's hand, like a servant girl's eyes on her mistress's hand, so our eyes are on the Lord our God until he shows us favor. Show us favor, Lord, show us favor, for we've had more than enough contempt. We've had more than enough scorn from the arrogant and contempt from the proud.
If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when people rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us up alive when their anger was kindled against us. Then the flood would have swept us away, the torrent would have gone over us, then over us would have gone the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey to their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth.
125. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forevermore. For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, lest the righteous stretch out their hands to do wrong. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, and to those who are upright in their hearts. But to those who turn aside to their crooked ways, the Lord will lead away with evildoers. Peace be upon Israel.
Psalms 126, Restore Our Fortunes, O Lord. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like streams in the Negeb. Those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy. He who goes out weeping, bearing the seeds for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, bringing his sheaves with him.
Psalm 127. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives his beloved sleep. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate.
Psalm 128. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be blessed, and it shall be well with you. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel.
Since my youth, they have often attacked me, let Israel say. Since my youth, they have often attacked me, but they have not prevailed against me. Plowmen plowed over my back. They made their furrows long. The Lord is righteous. He has cut the ropes of the wicked. Let all who hate Zion be driven back in disgrace. Let them be like grass on the rooftops, which withers before it grows up, and can't even fill the hands of the reaper or the arms of the one who binds sheaves. Then none who pass by will say, "May the Lord's blessing be on you. We bless you in the name of the Lord."
Out of the depths I call to you, Lord. Lord, listen to my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for help. Lord, if you kept an account of iniquities, Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, so that you may be revered. I wait for the Lord. I wait and put my hope in his word. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning, more than watchmen for the morning. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for there is faithful love with the Lord, and with him is redemption in abundance. And he will redeem Israel from all its iniquities.
O Lord, my heart is not lifted up. My eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me. But I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forevermore.
132. Remember, O Lord, in David's favor, all the hardships he endured. How he swore to the Lord and vowed to the Mighty One of Jacob, "I will not enter my house or go into my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the Mighty One of Jacob." Behold, we heard it in Ephrath. We found it in the fields of Jair. Let us go to his dwelling place. Let us worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, and go to your resting place, you and the ark of your might. Let your priest be clothed with righteousness. Let your saints shout for joy. For the sake of your servant David, do not turn away the face of your anointed one. The Lord swore to David a sure oath from which he will not turn back. One of the sons of your body I will set on your throne. If your sons keep my covenant and my testimonies that I shall teach them, their sons also forever shall sit on your throne. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling place. This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provisions. I will satisfy her poor with bread. Her priests I will clothe with salvation, and her saints will shout for joy. There I will make a horn to sprout for David. I have prepared a lamp for my anointed. His enemies I will clothe with shame, but on him his crown will shine.
133, when brothers dwell in unity. Behold how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore.
134. Come bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand by night and day in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands to the holy place and bless the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, he who made heaven and earth. Father, I just pray and thank you for your word that is just enriching us right now as we're here together as your body, Jesus. And I pray that it would work in our hearts and minds over this week. Thank you for our ability to carry this with us, to bring it in our iPhones and listen to it on podcasts. God, you have made your word available to us, and we are so blessed. We pray that your spirit would be strong in our hearts this week, that you would convict us of the places that we are fearful of, the idols that we hold, God, the places that I don't want to give up to you, Jesus. I pray for our fathers, especially today, that we celebrate the institution of fatherhood, that you created man in your image to steward this earth, to love and cherish his wife, to love her like you love this church, Jesus. I pray that you will use this this time in your word is in a special way for all the dads here today and the young men that are growing up to become dads. Thank you, Jesus, for this time. We just pray as we move into a special period of remembering you and the sacrifice that you made in your cross. Amen. We are going to move into a time of communion and kind of move from this song of ascents that really leads us straight into worship with Jesus. This is all about coming as people, as God's people, to his temple to declare his sovereign goodness and just to be there not of our own goodness, but because his son Jesus has proclaimed us holy through the sacrifice of his blood. I'm going to read in one of the passages. It's the last time that Jesus was with his disciples, and of course it was when he instituted the Lord's Supper. And this is out of Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22 and verses 14 is where I'm going to start with. And when the hour came, he reclined at table, and the apostles with him. And he said to them, I have earnestly desired to eat the Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you that I will not eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he said, take this, and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And likewise, the cup after they had eaten, saying, this cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. But behold, the hand of him who betrays me is with me now at this table, for the Son of Man goes as it has been determined, but woe to the man by whom he is betrayed. We'll take a time now. If you're a believer in Jesus, feel free to come to the table at the back or the front, and you can get the cup and the bread, and you can go as a group and share that together. Pray with me if you would. Father, we just ask that your spirit would unite us this morning, and especially, Lord, that you would show us ways in which we are holding back from you. I just confess things that I don't want to let go of, Lord, and I pray for that kind of conviction through your spirit. Thank you for the ability to gather as your people and to celebrate the sacrifice that you made. But Lord, we recognize to the extent that we can as people what that sacrifice meant. Thank you, Jesus, in your name. Amen.